A very happy new year and a very happy Victory Monday from the Ira Kaufman podcast. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Lee DeCapra of JoeBucksFan is here. So is the sage of Tampa Bay sports, Mr. Bill Curry Ford himself, Ira Kaufman, the king of Newport Richie, the custodian of Canton, Uncle Ira. The Bucks, one more game, and they get in the playoffs, win the division for the fourth consecutive season, which there are so few teams in NFL history that have ever done that. And the fifth year is the Buccaneers Super Bowl championship. So what a run the Bucs are on. We'll see if they can finish it out. And of course, always on a run is Bill Curry Ford. BillCurryFord.com. Get shopping there today. It's the end of the year. They've got closeout specials and your trade-in is going to be worth less once January 1st hits. It's just the way it is. It's a new year. The car changes its age. Your vehicle is never worth more than it is today. Get to BillCurryFord.com. Get to the dealership. Reach out there to Sean Sullivan. He's the general manager at Bill Curry Ford, the big boss. He's our friend. He's our JoeBucksFan.com draft guru, and he'll help you personally. He can give you the Ira Kaufman discount, and he can guide you in any way you may need. BillCurryFord.com. Curry's the family name. The Curry family, since 1960, has owned the dealership. They're 1 mile north of Raymond James Stadium. You need a Bronco, an Expedition. You're looking at the Escape or the Edge. BillCurryFord.com. Now, Ira and Lee recorded late last night. I am under the weather, but I think I'm getting a little better, but I'm not sure. But anyway, I definitely don't have enough juice for a podcast. So we're going to throw it down to them and jump into their conversation. And we want to remind you to visit FloridasElitereStoration.com right now. Put it on your to-do list because you need to know who to call when there's a disaster at your home. Flood, water is a killer. Mold, you need a mold remediation specialist. You don't just get a mold guy. You've got to report this. You got to make sure you have coverage from your insurance company because the big insurers can be very corrupt. You need to go with a trusted name like Florida's Elite Restoration. They are also family owned, serving the whole Tampa Bay area and across the state. And owner Josh Martin, he's got $500 for you. If when you call up to get your free evaluation of your situation, if you mention Ira, if you mention Joe Bucks Fan, and then you need their services eventually and you sign on with them, you'll get $500 back. And that can come in various forms, money for your deductible or just cash back if you want to pay to restore your property. They're a one-stop shop. They do it all the repairs. If you need that, they're fantastic. Check out their Google reviews, 5 stars across the board, FloridasElitereStoration.com. All right, ecstasy in Bucks Nation. So much to talk about. We'll be back with a podcast later in the week to dive into it. Probably be getting together on January 1st at $1. And again, happy new year from all of us. And here are the boys.
Resounding win against the stinking Panthers. They played like they did against the Chargers. They look fantastic. Will it be enough?
To me, in a 60-minute game, there was one down moment. And it was Adam Thielen's catch with 50 seconds left in the second quarter when the Panthers were down and out. And Bowles was really upset, and I don't blame him because why give them a reason to believe at that point? They were losing 27-7. They got nothing to play for. They're missing two of their best players with Hubbard and J.C. Horn. They were outmatched. They were outgunned, Carolina, and Canales knew it walking into the stadium. And so Bowles was really pissed off about that, and when he said at halftime on
Buccaneers Radio Network,
Buccaneers Radio, and he said they got to get their heads out of their asses, Bowles doesn't talk like that very often. So that tells you the degree that he was upset, but you use the word resounding. This, for lack of a better term, is one hell of an offense. This is one heck of an offense. Lee, they've scored 30 points or more in half of their 16 games.
Wow.
We are not used to that.
No, not even
they're not used to that. Now, technically, maybe those first 2 years with Brady when they averaged about, I think, 30, you could say, well, those offenses were better than this one. I don't think so. I really don't think so. First of all,
that's a heck of a point.
Yeah, I've been covering this team a long time. I think this is the best Buck offense I've ever seen.
Wow.
I do. It's very balanced. They're running the hell out of the ball. Oh, Carolina's defense is lousy. But, you know,
decent pass defense.
Decent pass defense. They're averaging about 180 yards rushing like the last 7 games.
Oh, yeah.
Mayfield's going crazy. He was spectacular today.
He was.
He really was.
He was.
I mean, 5 incompletions and 5 touchdown passes. You talk about spreading the ball around. Payne Durham's involved. I mean, what's going on here, Lee?
And Culp.
And Culp. Not Curly Culp. Culp. Devin Culp, right?
The number three tight end.
It's an explosive offense. They're getting big plays thanks to a young man by the name of Bucky Irving.
Mm-hmm.
Is it my fantasy, or does this guy bust a big one every game?
Whoa, 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 be careful.
No. Is it my mistake, or does Irving bust? Does he bust a big run every game?
It seems so. It seems so.
And then he catches a ball and goes 40 yards.
Yeah.
It seems so.
He gets a pass in the open field. He is lethal. You know, you got me going on this. Is this the best offense? Without looking at stats.
That's
going
to be a good column for you this week.
Column for you, I'll tell you, because that's your thought. I think late in the 2020 season, after Antonio Brown got a couple games under his belt.
They were rolling.
The passing offense, I think, was better than this. However, this running game is better than what Arians had. I love playoff Lenny, but playoff Lenny wasn't doing what Bucky Irving's doing.
Absolutely. The O-line's playing really well, Lee. Mm-hmm. Really well. I thought the protection was stout. All right, they got a couple of sacks. It's going to happen. The run blocking has been great all year. Defensively, Lee, 5 sacks. Nothing to sneeze about.
For them, that's very good.
Now, granted, Lee, I mean, Hubbard means a lot to Carolina because it gives them a little balance, and he's got 1,200 yards rushing.
As you said, he's their best offensive player.
And he's their best offensive player. How many times in the last couple weeks did I mention Adam Thielen, Lee? I'm obsessed with this
guy. You're not wrong.
And I'm not wrong.
Yeah, he may not be at his peak any longer. Who is when they get to his age? However, like you said,
he's finishing strong.
He's savvy enough to get separation when needed, to make a play here or there. He's still dangerous. He's not dominant like he was with Vikings.
He had some big years with the Vikings.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he caught 14 touchdowns 1 year. He burned the Bucs in Charlotte.
Oh, my gosh. He burned them here.
A month ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he burned them again today.
I mean, the first half, it looked like a flag football game the way he was catching the ball.
One thing I don't like about this season, and I think, if I'm upset about it, Bowles is really upset. 26 touchdown passes allowed and 7 interceptions. That's a terrible ratio, Lee. It's terrible. 7 picks, 16 games. I mean, maybe you could say, well, they should have got their hands on a few more. I don't know if I buy that. I don't think they're around the ball often enough to say that it's missed opportunities.
True.
So, look, they're 9-7, Lee. That's the bottom line. And considering they were 4-6, that's not too shabby. We all said there's a chance they could finish 6-1 after the bye week. And now there's a real chance they can finish 6-1 after the bye. Lee, that gives them 10 wins. I mean, 10 wins is nothing to sneeze about.
I'm still a little hacked off about the Dallas game. But you know what? I thought of this in the waning days. Who expected them to beat the Chargers in Los Angeles?
Yes.
So, like you said, 6-1, it looks like they're going to be 6-1. So, half dozen in one hand, 6 in the other.
You know, I've been thinking about this Evans streak. And give him credit. He missed 3 games this year, and he's 85 yards away. If I'm a betting man, I think he's going to get it. So
really?
You know what strikes me about this race for 1,000? Evans wants it. We know that. We understand that. I think Mayfield wants it more than Evans.
I think you're right.
He's very involved in this, Mayfield. Well, he's very aware of it.
He better be. He's throwing him the ball.
And he's going to get him that thing next week. Now, I think it's important that Evans gets off to a good start.
Because
if the Bucs have a big, big lead, if they do, they'd be tempted to pull the starters in part of the second half. So that would be an interesting conundrum. How about that, Lee? Conundrum.
Well, yeah, that great
for,
word.
For Bowles.
They did
what if Evans doesn't have it going into the fourth quarter?
Well, they did that today. They pulled him off the field in the fourth quarter today. So his precedent's already been set.
I felt a little bad for Canales. I talked to him after the game. He's got a pop gun offense.
Pretty much. Especially without... That Chubba Hubbard.
Yeah. And their defense isn't very good, especially their run defense.
Pass defense has been better of late.
There were a few times, Lee, and I sat next to you today, on more than one occasion, you said, look at that hole.
Yeah.
Look at that hole. You went years without saying that. You went 2 years without saying that, Lee, in the press box.
Got to impress me. The Bucs had a good offensive line, of course, with Arians, but they got to impress me for me to say that. My favorite quote-unquote hole, if you want to call it that, was early in the game. And I pointed this to you out. I had a YouTube TV going. And I pointed this out to you. You loved it. They had Tristan Wirfs pull and run to the right to block for Bucky Irving. And a Panthers linebacker came flying in.
And sees Big Wirfs bearing down on him.
Yes, he's that big old 78. And what did he do? He made a business decision. He just took
great
down.
Way to put it. Canales ain't going to like that tape, on Monday morning. They tied a franchise record, most points in a home game.
It's a three-way tie.
Yeah, it's a three-way tie. And Lee, I got to think, if Bowles wanted to keep the pedal on the metal, they would have topped it.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Now, one of those games was Arians last year, 2021. What was the third one? I don't know the third
one. There was one from 2001 or so, something like that.
Before Chucky even?
I think so.
Wow.
I think so. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So 55, I think, is the record, which is on the road. And mm-hmm. then they had 51 against the Saints this year.
Yeah.
Liam Cohn, Lee.
Is he gone?
You guys have been talking about him all season. You especially, what an unbelievable job he's done. He's scheming things in a fantastic manner. Mm-hmm. Look at McMillan. Look how open McMillan is when he's catching the ball.
Yeah.
There's nobody around him. And I think he's got 6 in the last 4 games. I swear, 3 or 4 of those, there's been nobody around
him. You're right.
Remember one time he against the blitz, he got him in the flat. Nobody around
him.
Nobody around him.
As Aaron would say, wide ass open. Now, McMillan told me something interesting. I talked to him after the game, Ira. And, you know, I asked him and said, he's on fire the last 3 games. Or four games. He's got 6 touchdowns.
Yes.
I asked him, I said, is it as simple as defenses are paying more attention to Evans and that's just giving you the opportunities, you took advantage of it? He pretty much said, yeah, but he also said this past week, Cohn was, and the rest of the guys on offense were very detailed. Very detailed. Very specific.
Pissed off about the Dallas game.
Well, that's what I asked Christian Wirfs. And Wirfs said, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he pretty much agreed.
And Lee, another touchdown on the opening possession. Again.
Yeah.
Again. When they do that, they generally do well in the game.
The Bucs are 8-1 when they score first. 9-1. They're 9-1 now.
Very nice.
9-1 when they score first. But Wirfs told me that they were pissed off. And McMillan said,
that means they don't have a win when they did score first. They got 9 wins.
Over.
That's a hell of a stat.
It's weird, isn't it?
And couldn't overcome the Dallas deficit.
Yeah, 3-0. Right? I mean, with that kind of offense, that's mind-boggling to me. Now, back to the defense. You were mentioning the ratio of touchdowns to interceptions. Someone Twittered at Joe Bucks Fan on, is Dean, with his salary, is he gone after this year? Now, I immediately thought, well, I got to look at his contract. If the Bucks, if they're in a pinch as far as salary cap, then I don't think they're going to eat his contract. If the Bucks can make a clean break, you wonder. Only because of his salary.
Lee, to me, he's an average corner.
Yeah.
He's not a bad corner. He's an average corner.
Unfortunately, there's enough plays against him where he looks bad. His biggest issue, and you brought this up, he can't stay on the field for a full season.
And he can't pick any balls off. You know, when he gets one, we're all looking at each other. Like, was that really Jamil
in Los Angeles, yeah.
Now, Lee, the run defense has been really good. The run defense.
Yeah.
They shut Dallas down. And that guy Dowdle's been doing well for Dallas. Mm-hmm. He did nothing last week. Now, they didn't have Hubbard. But whoever they gave the ball went nowhere. So the run defense is doing very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And the second half pass defense was good. It was good. They shut him out.
I'm trying to remember the figure. Did the Bucs hold Panthers' third down conversion like 22%?
Yes, 22%.
That's good.
And on the other side, they were doing 10 for 14. The Cohn guys.
Yeah.
You know.
When I read that 22%, I'm like, because the first half, that defense was lousy.
Yeah.
And so they did a hell of a job adjusting in the second half, like you said. Poles was not a happy camper. I can't remember him ever saying that. Guys, I'll get their heads out of their asses.
I think it finally caught up with Bowles where it's like, this can't happen in week 17. It's not week 3.
Yeah.
You know, with a bunch of new guys.
Yeah.
It's not. Look, it doesn't help when Winfield's not on the field because he sets the tone. He's the tone setter.
Whitehead, I bet you if you gave Bowles and Light and your friend Nick Rapone, I bet if you gave those guys truth serum, I bet they would admit they have buyer's remorse.
But we can't be hypocrites, Lee, because we thought it was a good move.
I agree. I can't be a hypocrite, but I'm just saying he's not the same player that left here 2 years ago.
Now, Lee, the first item in my column today, and I know you'll agree with it. What a rookie class, Lee.
Yeah.
This is with Braswell doing nothing. With Braswell doing nothing.
A second round pick.
You still got Irving.
Yep.
McMillan.
Barton.
Smith and Barton. I mean, that is a fantastic draft class,
mm-hmm.
Lee. I can't imagine where this team would be without those guys.
They'd be looking for a new coach in a week. Speaking of that,
They might be one more good draft class from being really dangerous, Lee. They
that's
might
true.
Be.
Having mentioned Bowles and his job security, and we brought this up a couple times already, we referenced it, about his disgust at halftime. He had to know that if they lost this game, he might be gone.
Not immediately, but
yeah.
Yeah. I stand by what I said. This is a game that gets a coach fired with the stakes this high.
Exactly. The stakes. That's just
the
it.
Stakes.
It's one thing to have a disappointing season and not make the playoffs, but like you said, this team, and especially they were, you know, really hot until they went to Atlanta and got, you know, they choked that game away.
If he wins 10 games lead, which I think he will, I don't see how you make a move. 10-win coach.
I agree, especially when you're 4-6 and all these injuries. You lost one of the best wide receivers in the game.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's
their best player, I think, at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Arguably, yeah, their best player.
He was having a career year, Godwin. And just imagine where this offense would be with Godwin.
By the way, I thought the crowd was good today. They were into it.
I got to bring it up. The duck.
Well, one of our esteemed members of the media was talking about the duck for 20 minutes in the media workroom while I was trying to tap out my column.
Seriously?
I was going crazy. They had pictures of different kinds of ducks on their screen. I'm over there trying to talk about Baker Mayfield. They're talking about mallards over here. I mean, we can't have it, Lee. We can't have it. So if you know who I'm talking about,
Hey, I think I have an idea.
You probably know who I'm talking about.
Now, what was kind of funny was I talked to Joe Tryon-Shunyanka, who got that punt block.
Yes, he did.
And by the way, that's 2 years in a row, deep into the season, him making a key play against Carolina.
You know, this is a contract year for him, too, Lee. Yes, I think it is.
I'll admit this. If Bowles returns, and there's no reason to think he will not, if Bowles returns, I wave bye-bye to Joe Tryon. If there's a new coach, I bring him back because you know you can get him cheap.
Interesting.
And see what he would do with a different defense. But having said that, Tryonka, great job on the punt block. And he's like, I had to save the duck. And T.J. Reeves of the Buccaneers Radio Network, he told me that I guess the duck landed really close to Trey Palmer right before the play. He said Palmer freaked out. He kept looking at the sideline like, is someone going to get the duck? Is someone going to call a timeout? You know, because the duck was in the middle of the field.
Now, Lee, I owe you a solid.
Uh-oh.
As I usually do.
No.
You led me right into a point. Now, there's not many.
Another duck?
No.
Trey Palmer.
There's not many negatives you could say about when you win by this amount of 34 points or whatever. This is not the first time this has happened, Lee. I've been watching this. Will the damn special teams coach have a little conversation with Trey Palmer about the following? Quote, do not handle a punt inside your own 10-yard line. Stop doing it. Get the hell out of the way so the ball doesn't hit you in the freaking thigh off a bounce. Get the hell out of the way. And take your chances that it goes in the end zone. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, you're at the 5 anyway. Why are you catching that ball? It's going to cost this team, Lee, if he doesn't fix this thing.
You have a very good point. It very easily.
And by the way, he's not a very good punt returner anyway. He doesn't do much.
I don't know if you were watching that Dallas game a couple weeks ago. I think they're playing the Bengals, where some Nimrod decided he was going to field the punt.
Why would you do that?
A block. Why would you do that? And, of course, he fumbles it, and the Bengals go on to score and win the game.
I think it's almost the first rule. Don't field the punt.
Yeah, most teams, they have a code word. Fire or Oski or something like that, where they scream, get away, get away, get away.
Lee, if you do a fair catch at the 5, how much worse can it be if it bounces? Maybe the 3?
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference?
2 yards, big deal.
But the odds are it's going to go in the freaking
end zone. Exactly. Which is 20 yards right there.
You got to use your judgment, Lee. You got it. Now it's easier from the press box, I understand.
Well, I can't remember what bowl game I watched this past week where a guy fielded a punt on his 2-yard line. What are you doing?
You don't do that, Lee. You don't do it. But, you know, we're scraping for negatives off a game like this.
Look at all the different players.
They did what they should do against a team like Carolina.
They pounded him, yeah. Look at all the many players who had an impact. Joe Tryon-Shunyanka, J.J. Russell. We can go on. Curly Culp, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, on and on and on we can go. Usually that means the team's playing very well.
Payne Durham. Throw him in there.
Yeah.
Payne Durham. First NFL touchdown.
I didn't get a chance to ask him. I want to know the rest of the story. We saw him throw the ball in the stands.
Yes, he did.
He came in the locker room with the ball.
I saw the fan that caught the ball.
Oh, yeah?
It was an adult.
I don't know. Security went and got it and paid him off?
Maybe the guy wanted an autographed ball or something. I don't know. But it was a nice gesture to give him the ball.
Yeah, that was a nice gesture.
He's going to end up with 100 touchdowns, Payne Durham. I'm kidding.
Now, speaking of lesser players, J.J. Russell.
Good for him.
He's not an awful player as far as a backup. And, I don't expect backups to be Levante David. You talk to someone today, he will be in the Hall of Fame, just a matter of when.
That's
he
right.
He will be a Hall of Famer.
That's right.
And you told me this guy told you he thinks Levante David's getting screwed with, nobody giving him the
by
credit.
By his designation almost, as an outside linebacker, people think, that's a rush linebacker. That's like, Micah Parsons. But he's going to put up huge numbers, Lee, by the time he hangs it up. And who knows? He might come back next year. There's a good chance he comes back.
It wouldn't shock me.
He doesn't want to play for anybody else.
No.
That we know.
If the Bucs can somehow win 2 games, well, they got to make the playoffs first. they could somehow win two games, I bet you he comes back. He likes Bowles, and I think if Bowles would leave for whatever reason, I don't think he'd return.
Lee, I'm confident this offense can score against anybody. I mean anybody.
They have a chance, no question.
Green Bay, whoever you want to pick, Philly, this offense is legit.
The only thing that's not legit is the pass defense.
You know, Detroit, this team's going to score.
It's interesting you bring up Detroit. Now, we're kind of getting the cart before the horse here. We don't know if the Bucs can be in the playoffs or not. But Detroit, with their decimated defense,
yes, yes.
The Bucs could score some points in that defense.
And they went into Ford Field and beat them in week two when they had it.
And that was more of a slugfest. But you're right.
They had Hutchinson. We know that because he roughed up the Bucs. They're finishing strongly again. Second year in a row, they're finishing strong.
What does it tell you that Bowles, in his post-game comments, in his remarks, he said about Bucky Irving, we decided we were going to start him?
It means that there's no looking back for Bucky Irving. He's the number one back, as he should be. Now, Lee, you and I think it came 3 weeks too late. Not too late, but 3 weeks delayed. You know, because it was obvious to us 6 weeks ago that he was their best option with The Rock. And Rashad White's got his value.
Of course.
You know, but White's a unique player, Lee. He's freaking unique. Every time he touches the ball, Lee, you and I watch it.
Yes.
We think he might go 80 yards.
He could.
Is
part of the reason Bowles capitulated, for lack of a better word, and decided to start Irving, is the magnitude of the week. He got to get a win. There's no turning back.
Especially coming off the Dallas loss. Yeah, Lee. And you know, to be fair to Bowles, he's been effusive in his praise for Irving all year long.
Oh, yeah.
But he never said he was the number one back. He always said, well, Rashad White does this well. I don't see what Irving doesn't do well. Now, maybe he's not as good a blocker as Rashad White. But, man, is he dangerous on those flare passes.
Oh yes. Now, I thought it was also interesting, Bucky admitted that he's hit the rookie wall.
Rookie wall? He had 190 yards from scrimmage today.
He says he's battling it.
What kind of wall is it, Lee? The wailing wall?
Well, like I wrote, what Bucky Irving is doing to the rookie wall is what the East Germans did to the Berlin Wall in 1990. They're beating the hell out of it with a hammer.
And Lee, I was worried about Barton a few weeks ago that he was hitting the rookie wall.
Sort of
that. But, and his snaps weren't very good last week either.
I know, they're sloppy.
But today, I think he was pretty solid.
What kind of remarks did Bowles have that caught or piqued your interest?
Just, he had nothing negative to say about the second half. And why should he? Offense, defense, special teams. 21-0, second half. And Bowles usually finds something to pick on. You know, a little scab to pick. He couldn't say a word. And what could he say about Mayfield? He thought Mayfield was absolutely sensational. And he was.
Real quick about Mayfield, five touchdowns.
Controlling the game, controlling the offense.
He had five touchdowns. Obviously, he had a great game. But Mayfield now, what, he had 36
touchdowns? 39.
Yes, 39 touchdowns. Okay, well, I was going to say Mayfield today became only the second Bucs quarterback to have 35 touchdowns. The other guy was obviously Tom Brady. Well, now it looks like two quarterbacks with 40 touchdowns.
Brady's got the record at 43.
Yes.
2021.
43 and 41?
2021.
Okay. Yeah, but 43 touchdowns.
Yeah, he had 40.
And then 41.
Yeah. So he needs five to pass Brady now. That's a tall order.
Yeah.
To do it again?
Yeah.
But you never know. The Saints, I think, have packed it in. I think.
If he gets five touchdowns, I think it's fair to say Evans breaks the record.
That's right.
I think it's fair. You know, we talked about Bowles and his halftime
tirade. Yeah.
If you want to call it that, as a one-liner.
Yeah, it
was a pointed one-liner.
Very pointed.
Do you think he chewed some tail at halftime?
I don't think there's any question about it. Either that or he told Lavonte David to, get in somebody's face. But I think he did it himself. They had all the momentum, Lee. Why give them a cheap touchdown at the end?
Exactly.
And Thielen, who's slower than you, Lee.
He knows how to get over.
He gets behind two guys.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was Tyke Smith and
Whitehead.
And Whitehead.
That shouldn't be.
That really bothered Bowles.
And I think it's very cool that you spoke with Canales. Any insight from Canales about this Bucs team?
Well, he said, what a challenge it is to stop that offense. What a challenge. Mm-hmm. Now, it helps a little bit with J.C. Horn. He's their best D-back. So maybe he would shadow Mike Evans. Maybe. But he didn't have any answers for the run game either. Mm-hmm. So, you know, J.C. Horn ain't going to stop Bucky Irving. He's very impressed with what the Bucs are doing. And I congratulate him. I said, I think you've done a good job this year, Dave. And I do.
Yeah.
Because they haven't played bad the second half of the season.
He benched his quarterback and he brought him back.
And turned out to be better.
Yeah. So that's a good job. All right, Ira, we're going to get going here. I know you've got food on the table at home waiting for you. Chili, is that correct?
I believe that is correct.
What are you doing in your chili?
Chili with a little sour cream,
okay.
Perhaps.
Yeah. A little dollop.
Outstanding. Dollop's outstanding. Anyway, happy holidays, everyone.
Yes,
maybe some onions. Maybe
a little cheese.
I don't want too many onions because you know what that leads to.
Yes, exactly. You got to stay in private.
Happy holidays, guys.